listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Milo with the latest. Increasing tensions between China and the US over that surveillance balloon in American airspace, with a second one spotted over Latin America. That's according to the Pentagon. Earlier, Beijing expressed regret for the balloon floating over the United States, saying it's a weather research balloon, which has been blown, of course. Our Deputy PM, Richard Miles, says China has questions to answer. Heat, cold winds and even a cyclone. Australia continues to deliver on the weather front. Southeast Queenslanders are sweating up a storm, with a heatwave warning to remain in place there until at least tomorrow. The Bureau of Meteorology's Jonathan Howe has told Nine some cloud cover's helping.
There is a little bit of shower activity expected, and that'll help to keep the temperature quite down, but we are still seeing humid conditions.
Locals high in the hills of regional New South Wales and Victoria are being warned about cold temps and westerly winds. Port Macquarie on the mid-north coast of New South Wales is in clean-up mode following a mini cyclone there yesterday. Local SES crews received more than 170 calls for help, with many properties severely damaged, while a bushfire watch and act message is current for communities in the WA Shire of Nanup in the state's southwest. And Bentley Motors' first residential building has got massive wow factor. It's expected to be the tallest US oceanfront development, with a stack of cool features including an elevator designed to take residents up to their doorstep while seated inside their cars. The Dolphins have announced veteran prop Jesse Bromwich as the NRL club's inaugural captain in 2023. The 33-year-old has been the obvious skipper choice, describing the role as an honour.
We're working extremely hard this year. We just wanted to be known as a team that really works hard and, you know, always has each other's backs.
And the Perth Scorchers are favourites for tonight's Big Bash final against the Brizzy Heat at Perth Stadium. The hosts are aiming for a record fifth BBL title after finishing top of the table.